Look at this. Let's look at Tether. I explained this the other day that the number one trading pair on the blockchain is USDT, which is a digital dollar.
Hey, all my moderators and everybody that's been rocking with me for a minute, being noble and all everybody on here, okay? Hey, y'all, check this out, because y'all know exactly how this works. You know that these risk-on assets are traded, most of the trading pairs is Tether. So we need to look at the dominance, right? On a daily chart, you can see that the USDT dominance is going up. What does that mean? It means people are taking their profits out of crypto. Somebody say, yep, and they're putting it back into Tether, right? They're on the sideline. The market is crashing down because if I take my profits out, I'm going to put it into Tether because we're still in a bull market and I still want to be ready to go risk on. I still need to be able to jump on some deals or jump on some entry positions. So I don't need my money going back into the US dollar. No. Look. Here's the US dollar right here. I'll get to that in a second. See, the US dollar is going down still. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm not putting my money in the US dollar because I still want to be actively trading and getting positions. So I'm going to put it into the digital dollar, which is Tether. Therefore, Tether is going up. Now, if you don't believe that that correlation is a real one, here is where I want to split the screen for you. Somebody say split the screen then, Cal. Over here is Tether. 1, 2, 3 days up. Because this is a daily chart, right? So 1, 2, 3 days up, Tether's going up. People taking their money out of crypto, putting it into a stablecoin. So let's go over here and let's click on Bitcoin. Bitcoin should be doing the opposite of that, ain't it? Oh, imagine that. Now let me zoom in. Imagine that. Imagine that Tether for the last 3 days is going up and Bitcoin for the last 3 days is going down. Do you understand what, does everybody understand what I'm saying?